All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm really, really struggling walking up here right now because, again, we have a section that's just nobody. Is that something wrong there? I'm just kidding. Anyways, well, thank you all so much for being here at LifePoint Church Day. Thank you. Thank you. My favorite person today. We should be in it. We should have a good relationship, which is exactly what we're going to talk about today. It's relationships. We're talking about how important relationships are. How many of you all would say that you have some fantastic, incredible relationships in your life that are life-giving, that are great? Right. Almost every single one of us. On the flip side, how many of you would say that you have some relationships in your life that maybe that come and go that are not the greatest relationships in your life, or that they've let you down, or that they're a constant disappointment maybe? Right. Again, we all have that going on as well. So relationships are funny things. They're very interesting, but they're also incredibly important and incredibly powerful, especially as it relates to our faith. And I think that's something that is so underplayed in our lives, in our faith journeys, and in our churches today, is how important relationships are in our faith, to our faith journey and to our faith walk. So that's why for the next couple weeks, today and next week, we're going to be doing a series called Relational Highs and Lows, because it is, it's given. I think we would all agree with it that relationships are fantastic. We have some great relationships, but we also have some of those chaotic, destructive relationships that you know, at times we love to hate, or that we just wish we could break free from, but it's just difficult. We all have these type of relationships. There's relational highs and there's relational lows. And so today what we're going to talk about in week one is we're going to be focusing on how powerful, healthy relationships are to our life, specifically in how important they are to our faith. Again, something that we don't talk about a ton, but that's incredibly important to our faith. For me personally, when I think back over my 36 years of life, I think about who helped to develop and grow my faith, who helped to get me on the right journey or to get me back on the right track when I was going the wrong way. And immediately, I think of four different people. I think of my youth pastor and former pastor, Nate Havens. I think about my wife. I think about my former pastor and boss, Jamie Johnson, who was founding pastor of LifePoint previously. And I think of my ordination mentor currently right now. His name's Brian Scott, who you all will get to hear from here in a month or two. He's going to come here and preach. But I think of each of these people, and they all played a very unique role in helping me to be where I am today. You know, with Nate, my youth pastor, and my pastor when I was in college and in high school, I think of how he, very early on, he helped me to become comfortable in my relationship with God. He helped me to understand that God had a purpose for my life, and that I didn't have to have all the answers right then and there. And that was so incredible. And especially as I went through Bible college, it was a wrestling match kind of between me and God and with what I wanted to do and what I should do. And he was there for me to help me with that. And I think about my wife, Jen. If Nate wasn't my youth pastor, see, he ended up leaving the church that we were at, went to another church. And then so I went to go check out that church that he went to, and that's where I met Jen. So you'll start to see how all these relationships kind of intersect with each other. But when I think about Jen, she keeps me motivated through the ups and downs. And when there's plenty of ups and downs, right? She's constantly encouraging me. She always has my back. She always tells me when I'm getting in my head and I'm getting frustrated, hey, you got this. And most importantly, she always, always, always calls me on my crap. Always, without a doubt. It's probably one of her best skill sets is calling me. But I need that, and it helps to build my faith. I think about Jamie, our former pastor at LifePoint, how he helped to set me free from a lot of doubts and insecurities, set me free from a lot of the baggage that I carried from the super conservative, hyper-religious, shame and blame culture that I grew up in. He helped to set me free in that. He helped me to identify who I was in God and not to view myself as a failure or to view myself as anything other than God's masterpiece. And he helped walk point for me on that. And then I think about Brian Scott, who now walks alongside me as I enter into this journey of the past 4 years of being a pastor and the merge and all these other things, that he's there to encourage me as well. And I'm able to ask many, many questions about, hey, what do you think about this? What should I do this? What are your thoughts on this? And I love it because one of his famous questions, when I ask a question, is simply, what is Jesus telling you? Not overcomplicated. Hey, they got this, they're doing this, and what do you think about this? What is Jesus telling you? He helps to reground me. God uses relationships to build our faith, not just to help us to become better people or to help us navigate life, which he does, but to actually build our faith. He uses his people to do that. When I think of these four people, I can easily associate them as God-given relationships. That God placed these people specifically in my life in those different points of times to help me to be where I am today. He uses those relationships. And you see, I had a part to play in that. Because I could have easily been pushed back on some of those relationships. I could have easily, when my youth pastor left to go to another church, just wrote him off and been mad at him, like, you abandoned me, you know, and just been mad and just said, forget you, and never associated with him again. And if that was the case, I never would have met my wife. With Jamie, when he was trying to challenge some of those thought processes I had, if I would have gotten frustrated and just bailed, I wouldn't be where I am today, especially in my faith. You see, we have a part to play in this. But relationships matter. They're God-given relationships in my life. And the thing is that almost every time you talk to somebody about their faith experience or their faith journey, relationships come up. I guarantee it. If you just went to somebody here today and said, hey, tell me about your faith journey, I promise you, within a minute or two, some type of relationship will come about. It'll be something like, well, I met these guys, and randomly they just showed up, and they invited me to a Bible study. Or, hey, I saw something on Facebook or Instagram, and I was like, man, maybe I need to go check that out. Or maybe you found out that you started a new job, and your boss at work is, you know, everyone's like, hey, you go watch out, you know, she's a Christian. And you're like, well, that's interesting. And then so you just kind of sat back and watched. You watched how they operated and how they lived. And as a result, it began to build your faith. Their faith took off. Every story of faith intersects with a relationship in some way, shape, or form. That's why they're important. Relationships are nothing just to kind of push off to the side. They're pivotal. God uses relationships to build our faith. It's one of the things that he does. And it could be a single conversation that someone has with you. It could be a series of conversations. Or like I said, it could be you just simply sitting back and watching somebody. But God uses those relationships to build our faith. And so the principle and the main point of our conversation today, if you haven't figured it out by now, is simply this, is that God uses human relationships to impact our faith. Simply put, but incredibly powerful. God uses human relationships to impact our faith. But as with most positive things, there's a flip side to that, right? While God uses those healthy, good relationships to build our faith, if we're not careful, the opposite can be true as well. The wrong type of relationships, they also impact our faith. Just in the wrong way, in the opposite direction. I think about how there's people in my life that I've put on a pedestal at times. Or that I really would, like, man, this person is going to be everything in my life. They're going to be this and that. And then they let me down. And then that can start to destroy my faith if I'm not careful. And that's more of what we're going to talk about next week. But really think about it. How many of you would say that there's been someone in your life that as a part of that relationship, they've helped to build your faith in a positive way? Okay. Now, how many of you would say that there's a relationship in your life now, currently, or in the past, that that relationship affected your relationship away from God in a negative way? Right. They're powerful. They're impactful. They matter. Our relationships truly matter, and it's something that we have to constantly be aware of. Relationships can either build our faith up or they can tear them down. They're powerful. That's why a lot of times when you really step back and think about it, some of our greatest regrets in life tie back to some type of relationship. Some of our most chaotic and destructive habits in our life were introduced to us in a relationship. Not always, but a good majority of the time. When I think back about some of the times that were where I did some knucklehead things or I did some really stupid things or had the potential to get in some serious trouble, it had to do with relationships. I think about one time when I was maybe 14, and I used to hang out with a lot of older kids, and some of them had their license, and, you know, I don't know if you're, how old all y'all are and if you're from Louisville, but cruising Preston used to be the thing, right? Cruise Preston. And so they're like, we're going to cruise Preston. I'm like, word, let's go. And I asked my dad, and he's like, no. There ain't no good to come from cruising up and down the road with nowhere to go. You can go with him if you're going somewhere and going back, but that's it. And I was furious. I was embarrassed, man. I was trying to show out for my older friends, man. I want to go cruise Preston, you know, see what was popping off at the rallies and then cruise on back down. You know what I'm saying? But I was mad. Later that night, I was thankful because every single one of them got arrested. Because they decided, we ain't got nothing to do. We did that for a while. Nothing was going on there. Let's go up to Waverly Hills and walk around. And they broke the chain, and they drove up there. And when they got up to the top, there was a police officer sitting right there. And every single one of them got arrested. And my little 14-year-old self would have been bawling. I would have been a mess. It would not have been good for my cred. I can tell you that. I would have been a mess. But it's important, right? I think my dad would have let me go into that, or if I would have snuck out, I would have gotten in some serious trouble. I also think about one of my best friends, and we went to the car show, and we were cruising around. And what I didn't realize, I mean, everything went fine. No one got in trouble. What I didn't realize is the one that was sitting in the back seat stuffed a huge bag of weed up under my front seat. Luckily, we didn't get pulled over, because that would have been bad too. Really bad, because apparently it was a big old bag. But I had no clue about it. But it was my relationships. The people that I was surrounding myself with potentially were teeing me up for some negative things. They were pulling my relationship away from God, and they were about to put my life into a tailspin if I didn't make some changes. Relationships are important. My daughter is freaking out right now. She's like, what? They did what? Sorry, babe. That's part of being a PK. You'll be okay, I think. But man, relationships are important. We see relationships 100% intersect with our faith. See, those examples, a lot of those were just about life in general and how that could have affected my life, which is important. But man, when it comes to our faith, it's even more important. Are we gonna be around people and associate and connect and do life with people that are gonna build us up and push us more towards God or push us in that opposite direction? That's the decisions that we have to make. Those are the things that we need to be paying attention to. And a lot of times, we don't think about relationships in this way. When we think about things that build and grow our faith, especially for those of you like me that grew up in a super religious environment, you think of things like coming to church on Sunday mornings, or Wednesday night, or Sunday night, or whenever it's offered. You think about reading your Bible every day. Think about praying every day. You think about some of those spiritual disciplines, which are all healthy and are great and good, and you should do all of those things. But as a result, we've kind of neglected how God uses our relationships to build our faith. See, when we think about that, most of the time, if before today I would have asked you all, what are some of the things that build your faith? Very few people would have said relationships. So we just don't think about it in that way. But relationships 100% intersect with our faith. Again, either for the positive or for the negative. So in knowing that, the real question that we need to begin to ask ourselves is, how can my current relationships help build my faith? We have to take the time to look at the relationships that we currently have in our life. Now, disclaimer, I feel the need to say this, because if you grew up like me and you hear something like this, you think, okay, anybody that's not a Christian in my life, I got to get rid of them. I can never talk to them again. I'm unfriending them on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm totally clearing them out. I'm never talking to them again. That is not what God wants, and that is not what I am saying whatsoever. But I'm talking about those core relationships. I'm talking about those people that are, it's your network. It's your squad. It's those people that are the closest to you. Those are the people that have an impact on your life, for the good or for the bad. So who are you running with? See, it's important to have people in your friend circle that don't know Christ. Because if we don't, then we're not truly living out the gospel. We're not connecting with people. We're just huddling as Christians, and we're not making an impact in the world. And that is not what we're called to do, and that's not what I want LifePoint to ever be about. But I'm talking about that inner circle, who you're the closest with. How can those current relationships help to build your faith? You see, because every single day you interact with people and you come into connection with people that could care less about your faith. It's true. We live in a day and age and in a culture where people don't care about your faith. Many times, if you express your faith, they're going to judge you immediately as something. And unfortunately, the church has brought that upon ourselves many times. But we got to understand that there are people that don't care about our faith. In the same vein is naturally as humans. I mean, I don't know about you all, but for me, I'm very rarely ever tempted to do the right thing. I don't ever run into the situation like, I'm just going to keep it moving, but man, I really need to help this person. And I wasn't going to, but man, that temptation was so strong, I got to go help them. It's normally the opposite. We're typically tempted to not do the right thing. So in knowing that naturally as people, we're going towards the negative while living in a culture that pushes us away from God and doesn't value a relationship with Christ as we do, as Christ followers do, we have to be very, very intentional in how we're going to leverage our relationships to help build our faith. It's critical. So that's what I want us to really kind of work through and explore today. I want us to begin to look at how we can leverage those relationships. And knowing that God uses relationships to build our faith, what is our part to play in this? What do we need to do? Because relationships matter. They're important. And of course, it's scriptural. You know, we're a little bit into this thing, and I haven't brought up scripture. Don't worry. It's coming. So here it is. We're going to check out the Old Testament and the New Testament, two different passages of scripture where we see about how important relationships are. So Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, words of Solomon, wisest dude to ever live, and he says this: whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Duh. Right? You don't have to be a theologian to interpret this scripture. You know, you don't even have to be a Christian to agree. I mean, it makes sense. If you hang out and associate and surround yourself with wise people, your trajectory is going to be to becoming wise. Because that's who you're rolling with. That's who you're with. On the flip side, if you're hanging out with fools, if you're associating with those knuckleheads like I talked about earlier, you're probably going to suffer harm. Things aren't going to go well for you. Again, it may not be super extreme, but you're not moving closer to Christ. You're stagnant. You're stale. You're doing nothing. Common sense. That's why we talk about doing life here so much. Who you do life with is critical. If you hang out with wise people, you're going to become wise. Hang out with fools, you suffer harm. Second verse we're going to look at is in the New Testament, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Again, simply put, that's one of the things my dad used to tell me growing up all the time. Hey, be careful who you're running with, because even if you're not doing anything, just being with them, you're going to be connected with them. If they do something and get in trouble and you didn't do anything, but you're with them, you're in trouble too. And even if you're not doing anything, even if you're trying to be the positive spin on that, if they're out there doing all these different things, everyone on the outside looking in is going to think that you're doing those things. So be careful. Because bad company corrupts good character. And we all know this. We would all agree with this. Again, whether you're a Christ follower or not, This makes sense. Who you hang out with typically is who you become. I heard another pastor once say, you show me your closest friends and I'll show you the direction your life is heading. And it's so true. Relationships matter. How and who we associate with will impact our faith in one way or another every single time. Relationships are powerful, and there's a spiritual component to them. So again, the question is what do we do with this? Reading two scriptures that we know to be true. Again, wherever you're at in your faith journey, even if you don't believe in God whatsoever, you would say that those two things are true. What do we do with this? When we talk about God-given relationships, it's obviously not as simple as saying, okay, I'm going to do a God-given relationship today. Let's do it. Like the reality is we can't create a God-given relationship. We can't force it because it's God-given. But what we can do is we can create the opportunity for a God-given relationship. We can create an opportunity for God to place someone in our lives that will help to build our faith. It's one of the reasons why we're here today, right? It's to create that opportunity to begin to do life with somebody that will help us to go to the next level spiritually, that will encourage us in our darkest times, who will hold us up when we don't have faith to keep moving, to be a community, to encourage, to love. That's, again, why we talk about doing life. For many of you, this is why you're here today, because as a result of this, because someone loved you enough and cared enough to invite you here. Or there was a relationship that was so strong that you said, you know what, I'm gonna go check out what they got going on. Or someone sat back and watched. Or maybe you sat back and watched somebody and you're like, you know what? Maybe there is something to this God thing. Maybe that's why you came back after a long hiatus. They're powerful. And we have a part to play. We can choose to create opportunities for God to do something incredible in our relationships. We have a choice. Even being here today, you have a choice. If you're here checking out LifePoint Church, or maybe you don't believe and you're just kind of starting to check things out, don't just sit here and listen and then sneak out the back real quick. Man, connect with somebody. Connect. Give God the opportunity to place a faith-building relationship in your life. Even when it's scary, even when it's uncomfortable. Some of the toughest conversations that someone has come to me and said, hey, let me break this down for you about yourself. I didn't want to hear it, but I needed to. And because of it, I'm a better person. Because of it, my faith is stronger. And connect with somebody. Go grab lunch with somebody after church. Go grab coffee before church. Talk to people you don't know. We're not a huge church, but even in a group of 15 clicks form, you get into patterns and routines of talking with the same people, then rolling out. Don't do that. Because God might be wanting to do something incredible in a relationship in your life, and you have to help create those opportunities, and you have to say yes to those opportunities. You got to put yourself out there. God uses those human relationships to build our faith. But maybe you're good at that. Maybe you're doing that. Maybe you're putting yourself out there. You're giving God these opportunities, and he's placing all these God-given relationships in your life that are building your faith, and it's great. And if that's you, I want to challenge you with something a little different. Maybe for you, you need to be available to be that God-given relationship for somebody else. That you need to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to go into this person's life, and I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to allow God to use me. You see, a lot of times as Christ followers, we're great about seeing someone that's hurting or seeing someone that's broken or seeing someone that's going down the wrong path or having someone in our life that doesn't know Christ and praying for that person. We're good at praying for them. And our heart truly breaks for them, and we want the best for them, so we pray for them. But that's all we do. And I'm not minimizing the power of prayer, so don't freak out and go tweet out something later and never come back. Prayer is powerful. It's important. But we also have to step up and press play on it. How many of you are willing to get through the awkward and the uncomfortable moments and go crashing into someone's life and say, I'm here for you? I see what's going on, and I know you're trying to hide it, but I see, and I'm here for you. I got your back. Or how many of you are willing to someone that's super close to you to go get in their face and say, bro, you are going down a wrong track, and you need to get yourself together ASAP because this is a mess. How many of us are willing to do that? Not many. Honestly, a lot of times we don't do this. And it's because we believe that, hey, it's none of my business. It's their life. I don't want to offend them. I don't want to ruin that relationship. And so we step back and we watch their life just implode. How is that being a good friend? How is that being having a healthy relationship that's trying to build someone's faith or lead them to God by just seeing from the outside looking in this disaster that's impending and doing nothing? Maybe we need to be available to be that God-given relationship that's going to build someone else's faith. You see, God-given relationships typically start with some type of uncomfortable conversation or some type of awkward interaction. They do. But we got to be willing to work through that. And I get it. 2019, everyone's offended. It's just reality. Everyone is offended. And so, I mean, for me personally, like, I really do. I try to think about how can I navigate and operate as a pastor to my friends, to my family, to the church, and to the community while trying to navigate all these different waters to not offend people. And it's impossible. It is impossible. So I'm just going to allow God to use me, and whatever he tells me to do, I'm just going to go do it. Like Brian says, hey, what is Jesus telling you? That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to love people, no matter what. But if I have someone in my life or that's in our church and I see what's going on, I've got to go talk to them. If not, I'm not truly being Christ to them. That doesn't mean I stand on the street corner and start screaming repent with a bullhorn and being hateful or going and calling everyone on their stuff that I don't even know. Do everything in grace and love. But maybe God wants to use you to be that God-given relationship for someone else. And relationship is the key. If you don't know somebody and you see that they're doing something that's destructive, you don't just run straight up to them and just start, bah, 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 bah. That's not healthy. But you see that, you go over there and you start to build that relationship. You allow God to use you to build their faith in the proper amount of time that God leads you to. And relationships are so important. And they're a part of every single one of our stories. He uses human relationships to build our faith. So what are you going to do with that this morning? Maybe for you, it's that you need to allow God the opportunity to put those God-given relationships in your life. You need to be a little more risk-oriented and open yourself up to new relationships. Relationships with people that maybe you thought, you know what, I never had friends like that. Those are some of the best relationships. Get more involved here at LifePoint. Get more involved in your community, whatever it may be. But allow God to put those God-given relationships in your life. Or maybe you need to be more available. Instead of just being closed off and focused on yourself all the time, maybe you need to open yourself up to allow God to use you to build someone else's faith. Because God created us as relational beings. And the greatest relationship that we can have is with Him. And once we're in relationship with Him, He wants to use us to build other people's faith. What a beautiful assignment. Relationships matter. And this is the highest point of relationships. Done the right way, God uses those to build every single one of our faith. Let's pray. God, we come to you this morning, Lord. We just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. Lord, as I just said, our greatest relationship was with you. And the fact that we have that opportunity and that we can come into relationship with you, we can call on your name, and we have direct access. God, it's so humbling and so amazing. And may we never take that for granted. And God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the fact that you want to be in relationship with us. Thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that as we conclude our time and we spend a little time just thinking and meditating and praying and communicating with you, God, that we would focus in on kind of where we're at individually. What's the status of our relationships? And that we would have the courage to be a little more vulnerable, a little more open, and allow you to place those relationships in our lives that will build our faith, not push back when they get tough, but allow you to build our faith through other people, and then in turn, to be used by you to build someone else's faith. And we thank you for relationships, God. As we continue in a spirit of prayer, maybe you're here this morning and you've never entered into that relationship with Christ. You've never come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, into that greatest relationship that I was just talking about. And if you're here this morning and that's you, man, know that we love you. It's okay. Not trying to call you out. But what I do want you to know, because I love you, is that our God loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you, to shed his blood and to raise again so that you could be forgiven and that you could be eternally connected to him. He gave his son, who laid down his life for the payment of your screw-ups, your flaws, and your imperfections, so that you could be eternally connected to him in that beautiful relationship. And scripture says that it's simple, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God rose him from the grave, that you'll be saved. You have flaws, but you're not perfect, and that you're in need of a Savior, and you believe that God gave his son, and Jesus is who he said he is, the Son of God who died and rose again for you. And because of that payment, you're made right before the Father. Just confess and believe. And if that's you this morning, and maybe you still have questions or you're not comfortable with that, that's okay. You can talk to me, you can talk to one of our leaders after the service, or just keep coming back to LifePoint Church. We love you, we want you here, we want to be in relationship with you. We want to do life with you. But if you're ready, go ahead and step over that line of faith. I promise it'll be the greatest decision you've ever made. But maybe you're here this morning and you are a Christ follower, and when you think about your relationships, you don't have many close relationships in your life right now that are pushing you towards God, that are helping to build your faith, that are encouraging you to be more Christ-like. Maybe you're not willing to be that for somebody else because you're busy, you got too much going on, or you feel like you're not good enough. And today, understand how powerful relationships are in building our faith, building the faith of this church. Be open today to be vulnerable and to allow God to give you that relationship that'll build your faith, or to be that for somebody else. Relationships are important. And I encourage you to really focus in, seek God, find out what Jesus is telling you as it relates to your relationships, and then just press play on it. When it comes to our faith, sometimes we overcomplicate everything. It's really not that complicated. When God tells you to do something, you do it. God reveals something to you, make the change. Sometimes it's a wrestling match, and that's okay. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. But relationships matter, and understand this. So seek him as it relates to your relationships today, and you follow wherever he leads. So at this time, I'm going to give you a moment. You can just do business with God. Right there from your seat, Jared's going to play a song. You just do business with God. Listen to what he's saying to you and then make the necessary changes. Maybe you don't know what he's saying. Tell him that. Ask him to reveal those things to you. Ask him to give you that God-given relationship. Ask him to use you to be that for somebody else. But you do business with God today.